Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live here on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. We had a show scheduled for you this evening highlighting the We Wrestle With Mania extravaganza going on in Florida this weekend. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond anybody's control, our scheduled guest isn't going to be able to make it this evening, but we're still going to come on and talk about a few things this upcoming weekend, given it's WrestleMania weekend, the biggest weekend of the year for most wrestling fans. And hopefully the Southwest Texan will be calling in here very soon, and he'll be joining us. But for now, it's your boy, Greg DeMarc. I'm filling in for our priceless producer, Martez Ale, tonight. And just like any time that we're without him, we realize even more every day how valuable he is to us. And I said all that to say, I'm running the switchboard tonight. Expect a botch or two. I ain't even going to bullshit. I've had a botch or two already getting on the air. If you were here at the beginning, you might have noticed a little bit of dead air there at the minute. At the first minute or so, yeah, that's on me. I will, I'll own that. I'll take it. But this weekend, Wrestle With Mania, Tampa, Florida. It's going to be awesome. Go check it out. Huge card. But then we got WrestleMania. Two nights again this year of WrestleMania. It's good. They're going to split it up into two nights. And it's going to culminate on Sunday with the final night, the main event of the main event, and you can catch it live at the Royal Oak Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. It's going to be awesome. The Detroit Wrestling Connection is bringing you the party. It'll be hosted by yours truly and my tag team partner, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, and hopefully we'll hopefully, we'll see a lot of you there.
Yo, what's up, brother? What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Happy start to the WrestleMania weekend, the week. And what's going on, Brother Greg?
Yeah, thanks for bailing me out, bro. I was about running out of shit to say without you. It was, I ran the switchboard real slow there, man. I didn't put you in a screening room. I didn't put you on mute. I patched you right through live on Open Talk Radio 313.
Live. Man, but what a week
we
got, man.
Anything can happen when we're live.
Man, anything can happen on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Monday night, baby. We're not Thursday. It ain't Thursday. It's soon to be Thursday, but it ain't Thursday. It's Monday night, baby. And you know what? I'm
it's
excited
Thursday
for this whole
Eve,
week,
brother.
This whole
this
weekend.
This is Thursday Eve.
Dude, yes, Thursday Eve to your regular Rated R Wrestling Podcast on Thursday night. I know everybody's hungry for that. Everybody's hungry for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast on Thursday night because you never know who's going to show up, and we got somebody special, but it's a returning guest, but it's going to be a fun one because this person got a whole lot of more stories to talk about since she's been on.
Yeah, that's going to be a great, exciting show. You can do one of my favorite people, one of the funnest guests we've ever had, one of the coolest people I've ever smoked weed with.
Yes. and she don't have the corona because she came out
she's vaccinated.
Negative on the corona.
That's so funny.
So
she's
Tampa bound, baby. Talking about it, she's Tampa bound.
She's
Tampa
bound.
She's
Tampa bound, fully
Tampa
vaccinated,
bound.
Fresh off a negative COVID result, which is a positive test in my book. I mean, that's a positive result to me, negative test, as call it. But your boy went and got the vaccine today. I'm not a big vaccine guy, but you know what? It's at this point, whatever makes everybody happy, whatever I got to do to get, you know, help get the world back where the fuck I need it to be, so I can do what the fuck makes me happy, goddamn it.
Goddamn right. I'm doing my next week.
Dude, if you realize the Super Bowl was the first event since the onset of COVID that actually had fans, but
yes,
everybody
and you
there
know what?
Was vaccinated. They were all vaccinated. And it's going to cause, I don't know, you know, I know they're not, I have a feeling it could be going that way. If it does, then hey, God bless me, and who knows what opportunities could arise, but I don't want it to come to a point where I'm limited, where I can go around a bunch of people, you know. I have
limitations are going to become a thing of the past.
Starting up here immediately, and I intend to be places with a lot of people, namely wrestling fans. I don't have the Rona
exactly.
Smoking weed, for the record. For the record.
Huh?
I said, for the record, I this ain't a Corona cough. I'm smoking weed. So, yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
So we
man, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track. Let's kind of promote, you know, the We Wrestle
With
Mania.
Let's give a shout out to our friends, man. Right here at the top. Let's give a shout out to our friends. The Pro Wrestling Edge, especially, man. You know,
those
Dan,
guys,
Big Cass, and
we found
and
Dan Brewer.
Josh and Jordan.
Dan Brewer was lost for a minute.
MIA Dan Brewer, you know. Hopefully we find him soon. The milk cartons are out there. But I want to give an extra special shout-out to Nick. My prayers go out to you, man, and my thoughts. Nick's been feeling a little down, and I just want you to know, bro, we love you. We always love you. You know how to get a hold of anybody you need to get a hold of. Yeah. Life sucks. People suck more sometimes, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of brothers out here that love you, and I look forward to seeing you happy again soon, man, seeing that smile. I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there.
Most definitely, man.
And a shout-out to, you know, all our home promotions, New Breed and Matt Breeding, Horror Slam and Rachel Green and Briar Wellington, and you know, obviously Justin Tilley and TKW, Rivera and Pro Wrestling All-Stars, the DBA and XICW, who just had a great show on Saturday. We're going to talk more about that Thursday on our regular show. But today, tonight, is about WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, and what a week. What a week we have going. We got tonight, Monday Night Raw. We got the Hall of Fame induction 2020 and 2021, both classes in one show. We got the NXT Stand and Deliver nights 1 and 2. We got SmackDown on Friday night. We got Saturday and Sunday, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. Man, what a busy weekend. That's just all WWE wrestling, and that doesn't include whatever's going on after WrestleMania. Like our brothers over there at Crab Wrestling, this Thursday they're going to be running against, you know, the NXT Night 2 and you know, not running against, but running the same night with We Wrestle With Mania. Now, that is a stacked card. They got wrestlers from all sorts of promotions around this world. AEW, Ring of Honor, AAA, man, everywhere. They got a stacked card, even from the, you know, from our own indie wrestlers over here from Midwest. All our favorite wrestlers from over there is going to be over there. You even got Boozapalooza, you know what I mean? You got a lot of
man,
stuff going on this week in WrestleMania.
From the East Coast, we got talent from the East Coast to the middle of the Midwest, man. I mean, quite a star-studded show. And then beyond that, I mean, we're going to have Nick Gage, Ricky Shane Page, the long-awaited rematch is going to happen. We got Nolan Edwards and G-Raver coming up here, too.
Dude, that's going to be a fire fucking match, because G-Raver, I remember the match that he did. He had versus Chuck Stein, man. That was a match of the year over here in Midwest of Death Match when it was at Horror Slam over there in Riverview and Rocky's Club.
Yeah,
and you got
Nolan Edwards, guys.
The hottest thing going in Death Match wrestling right now versus G Raver, man. Come on, man. That's just fucking inferno and carnage to fucking to want to watch. If you want to see two sick motherfuckers go at it, man, that's what you want to watch.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you where I'll be watching WrestleMania, live from the Royal Oak Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan.
In Royal Oak, Michigan.
And that big boy screen.
Your boys.
The Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Yep,
come check us out. We expect the promoter, New Breed, is going to be there. You meet him, get information on their upcoming show here in May, which shaping out to be huge, and got a lot of invites out. It's tough. It's hard to get an RSVP. I'm getting a lot of maybes, and it's like, dude, I don't know if people are undecided or, what the reasons for being undecided are. Antonio won't drive out there. He works until 8. He doesn't want to miss half of it. Drive to Royal Oak, after working and, miss half of it, which I can understand. But it's still going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be the place to be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Royal Oak Imagine Theater, night 2 of WrestleMania. The main event, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Edge. We're going to see it.
I'm
the biggest motherfucking screen I've ever watched wrestling on in my life.
Dude, you know what I'm so excited for is not just the event itself, but the main event itself. Like I said last week, man, you got three guys that one that semi-retired and was going to retire until he fought leukemia, and two that retired because of concussions and neck injuries, you know what I mean? Shit came back, and 10 years to the day, Edge was retired, you know what I mean? And he retired the World Heavyweight title and relinquished it. Well, not retired it, but relinquished it. And now he's back. They're all back. And the main event in the WrestleMania with the fucking Universal Championship on the line.
So, we have our first guest. And I know who it is. And we don't have to screen him. I'm going to patch him right through and I'm going to introduce him. So... our first guest this evening on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, my friend, Coco T-Ware. How are you doing, brother?
Mr.
Thank
T-Ware.
You for calling in.
Good brother Danny,
you, bro.
Good brother Mark. What's happening, Danny? It's the Black Man Coco T-Ware, founder and leader of Case Agent People's Band, baby. And we are live and in Technicolor, baby. It is WrestleMania week, and it's going to be fucking like a monkey, baby. Sky is the limit. I am happier than a clam swimming in the ocean. You feel what I'm saying?
Ooh, I do. I fucking love you, Coco. I'm so glad you're able to call
you,
in
brother.
This evening and be a part of this, man. I know where you're going to be next Sunday night watching WrestleMania.
Oh, yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir. My face. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My face will be in the place at the Imagine Theater in good old Royal Oak. We're going to be sitting there in them plush couches and chairs and whatnot, eating popcorn, nachos, and whatever our appetite suits us well. It won't just be the Black man, though. It will be some of the members of the band, Case Agent People's Band. We'll be making our first public appearance anywhere on this planetosphere, you know what I'm saying? So it will be yours truly, the Black man founder and leader, the ace that plays the bass. And then to my right, my immediate right, she is the quiver in my liver. She is the Elizabeth to my Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm talking about my main squeeze, my wife. She is the fire singer and fire bringer of the group, the Khaleesi K-State. Sensational Freak did it. I may have my drummer brother Timbo Slice. You might catch the brother Shinsuke Nakamura on the guitar, baby. You might catch some of my family members. We all going to be there. The whole family, baby. The whole T-Ware family is going to be there, and we are excited. We've never seen WrestleMania on our big silver screen, baby. So it's going to be a wonderful experience, and I cannot wait. I can't wait to see you, brothers, and Brother Matez, and all the other fans on Open Talk that's going to be there, because it's going to be a phenomenal bang-out time. I promise you that.
Yes. And thank
you, took
man.
The words
that's
right out
your
of my mouth,
in,
and I got to say, and I'm
put your
I'm
shit over, dude.
You,
I can't wait to meet the whole band.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't
yes,
wait
sir.
To
yes,
meet
sir.
The whole
yes,
band.
Sir.
I've met your lovely wife. She
it's
is
gonna be such
quite
a phenomenal
gem.
Night. It's going to be a phenomenal night for everybody. Open Talk Radio and all the whole family, Coco T. Ware, you and your team, man. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what
absolutely.
Are you looking forward to on night two?
Oh, man, on night two. Oh, let me tell you right now, I am really interested. Really into trying. I'm really curious about what's going to happen between The Fiend and Randy Orton. I believe that's on night two. Am I correct, gentlemen?
Yes, I think that is night two. I want to say
yeah,
that
I'm
is night
very,
two.
I am
yes,
not
it
so off
yes,
besides the main
it
events on
two.
Which
that
are happening which night.
Yeah, I'm real excited. I'm really looking forward to that match. I believe that's going to be night two, and it should be night two, because I think we're going to see something phenomenal. I mean, we thought The Fiend and John Cena last year was something else. I mean, I couldn't believe what my eyes was beholding, the type of match, and what had happened to Brother Cena. I mean, he ain't the same no more. Let me tell you that right now. So if he ever steps in the ring, it's going to be a different John Cena. I promise y'all that. But with this Brother
Cool.
Randy Orton, I'm
here
the same. Yes, sir.
He is the same, because you
he?
Still can't see him.
But that is absolutely true. You are correct. I stand corrected, baby. But see, here's my question. What happens to Brother Randy or Brother RKO? What's going to happen? Is The Fiend going to remove
he
the
goes
arm
the way of John Cena, and you can't see him?
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be, oh, that's going to Alexa Bliss.
Out of nowhere. That's
what
out of
more?
Nowhere.
Absolutely, out of nowhere, baby. So I'm real excited about that match. Let me tell you this. If I could book it, let me just play this little game called if I could book it, baby. So if I could book this match at WrestleMania, wouldn't it be phenomenal if they brought back a match that we haven't seen in forever and it should be brought back again? And under these circumstances, I think it would be phenomenal if they did so. What if The Fiend and Randy Orton duked it out in a Boiler Room Brawl match?
Ooh.
We ain't seen that since The Undertaker and Mankind, baby. Let me tell you, they could do some things with that. I can tell you that right now. See, the WWE, Vince McMahon owes me some money right now. I just made him a couple hundred million dollars right there just off of that alone. That would be a heck of a match. That would be a bang-out battle. But so anyway,
that is a WrestleMania quality match.
Absolutely, and you can have all kinds of WrestleMania.
I actually love that idea. I absolutely love that idea.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely agree with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I am totally looking forward to all of this wonderful pageantry and excitement. My main man, Hulk Hogan, the greatest wrestler of all time, and Coco T. Ware's book, he is my childhood hero, like R-Truth, you know what I'm saying? We had something in common there. And then Brother Titus Worldwide, Titus Worldwide co-hosted this show together. It's going to be phenomenal and exciting. I can't wait to see what's going to come out of that. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm real curious as to what kind of surprises are we going to get. You know, who's going to pop
you'll never
up? Know. You
know,
I'm wondering
you'll
all
never
these
know.
Things.
I believe that this year's WrestleMania is going to be the most unpredictable WrestleMania that we're going to have in yet almost 15 years, I want to say, because Vince McMahon is going to try to pull everything out of his hat, because this is going to be the first WrestleMania in a year that we had that we have a crowd at capacity, but a crowd. We didn't
That's
know
right.
there was going
and
to be a
what?
Triple threat match for the WWE Championship. We didn't know that Drew McIntyre was going to lose a championship to The Miz, and then The Miz losing it to Bobby Lashley, and then Bobby Lashley going versus Drew McIntyre, Drew McIntyre returning into the main event, well, the co-main
That's
event
just
of
a shit
night
show.
Two
Don't
or
even
night
bring
one.
That up. Yeah, that whole booking is a shit show. They should have let Coco book that fucking story. It would have made much more sense. But
are you talking about
see it all live.
Brother Braun? Is that what we're talking about, Shane and
Braun?
That match.
Dude,
I'm not looking forward to that match.
That's another
match.
To me, that's like, why?
I don't get that shit. I don't get that one.
Yeah,
either.
That's another, like, why match to me. Like, again, I'm
that's,
glad
you know
to
what?
See
that
Braun Strowman's getting something.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of WrestleMania 32 when Vince McMahon put him against The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell match. That's the same way I
Absolutely.
Feel about it.
That at
Absolutely.
Least made some sense.
Kind of
that whole story at least made more sense, and it was thought out and played out. You know, they allowed a whole storyline to play out without just, fuck it, shuffle the deck. Like, we're playing Uno, man. We got reverse cards and switch cards. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not with that neither. I'm really looking for. I love the tag team championship matches. I'm looking forward to all of that. And also, speaking of tag teams, let's switch on over to the women's division, if you will, baby. Now, see, don't tell this to the Khaleesia Kayfabe, my wonderful wife, Sensational Sweet Benny, because she's got a little vendetta against my TV boo Nia Jax. Because I'm crushing on my boo Nia a little bit. Nia is my TV boo.
I hope she's
so
not listening.
She is. No. She's way up in the room. Shh, don't say it so loud now. Don't say it so loud, brother.
Jesus,
because
bitch.
What I don't need her to do is get angry. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. Because
I do
I
have a big-ass mouth.
On wifey's good graces. Yeah, yes, yes. So, shh. Okay, we're going to keep this quiet, but my TV boo, Nia Jax, is going to be on that show doing the thing, carrying that championship tag team, because we all know she is a tag team champion. Shane is just there to hold her the belt, because my boo can't have her arms all tied, holding two belts all day, and that doggone retro, I need him out the way. If I catch that brother out in the street, me and him going to have some words. He's all up in my boo thing's face. Taking all my boo thing's money. I don't appreciate none of that. You're supposed to be a man. Get your own J-O-B. You feel what I'm saying? My boo don't deserve that kind of treatment. So that's okay, though. That's okay. She's just placating that brother, if you will. She's just giving him a little sympathy for right now because Carmella fired him and rejected him, and Sasha never gave him the time of day. But at any rate, I think that's going to be an interesting match. I think that's going to be some interesting things transpiring off of that. Oh, another match that I'm really looking forward to, and I don't know if you mentioned it already, is that Cesaro and that Seth Rollins.
Oh.
Would this be Cesaro?
Oh, that's
going to
be so good.
Defining moment. Because forever he's been the guy with potential, you feel what I'm saying? But he's always been a guy who's been great when paired up with somebody. He's kind of like, he reminds me, remember how Billy Gunn used to be? It seemed like if you put Billy Gunn by himself, yeah, he could do good for a little while, but then after a while, he's like, you got to put him with somebody. You got to put him with somebody.
Yeah.
But when he's with somebody,
I don't know why
that
was either, because I always loved Billy Gunn. But... this match, I love this match, but it's another one that I hate the story they told to get to this match. At least they told a story. But this could be the match of the night because these are, for my money, two of the best in-ring performers in the fucking world right now. Over the last 10 years, even. Right up there with AJ and Nakamura, Chris Davis, Finn Balor, is Seth Rollins and everybody's sleeper. Cesaro, man.
TJ Black and Claudio. TJ Black and Claudio.
Yeah,
you
Claudio Paxton Melgry. Exactly.
Ring of Honor.
Claudio and Tyler Black are going to burn it down.
Man, Vince McMahon doesn't know what to do with Seth Rollins and Cesaro because, well, Seth Rollins obviously is Hall of Fame worthy of his stuff. Cesaro, they didn't give him a chance. They tried to do what he, well, you know what I'm saying, try to give him little gimmicks here and there, but they never let him really run with the ball. If they would have let him get a championship run, man, sales would be off the roof. That's what they look for. Sales would be off
Absolutely.
The roof, and ratings would be high
Absolutely.
If Cesaro
Absolutely.
Was champion.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
I think that's been half the problem. You said it. With the pandemic era and WWE, Vince McMahon doesn't know how to gauge his fans in 2020 without sales. You can't look at money right now. You have to look at the fucking internet. And you got to be careful because, you know, the haters fucking shout the loudest. You know what I mean? But there's people out there trying to enjoy it. And if you watch, if you look at everything and everyone as a whole, and you know what I mean, you'll get an idea of what the people want without looking at no sales. Because I don't watch the WWE product as much as a lot of people, but I know what people like and aren't liking right now. I can tell you what people are because I see it. And I have friends that aren't just douchebags or like your AEW Mark and your WWE Mark, just like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, the true wrestling fans are pretty much in unison of what is, you know, pathetic to them right now and what is entertaining to them right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I told, like, for example, if your mom, if I may interject real quick, I hear what you're saying about with Brother Vince, because there are moments like, hey, the man, in my opinion, despite his fault, the man's a genius. I'm just going to call it like it is. I mean, the fact that WrestleMania is still what it is today, whether you like the product or not,
Vince McMahon made wrestling what it's been for the last 35 years. Without Vince McMahon, we don't have there is no Attitude Era. There's no Rock and Wrestling Era.
There is no WrestleMania. WrestleMania is number
one. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Number one is WrestleMania.
Yeah, first and foremost,
and
no WrestleMania. But, I mean, look at what wrestling was before. Well, that's not fair to say, actually, because the NWA, they were putting on some decent wrestling. But, you know what I mean? We could be stuck in that. It would have never evolved.
So as I was saying, you know, just with the whole phenomenon of WrestleMania and this and that, but, you know, he has moments, and this is what I understand about people who are leaders and great leaders and successful. They can be very, very complicated, and sometimes they do things that, wait, I don't even get that. Why'd you do that? Like, for instance, breaking up the Hurt Business, baby. That was money. That was gold.
That was a terrible move. That was one of the
most terrible moves ever.
That was a terrible move. Hurt Business could have went for years just like New Day did. They could have went for at least Evolution.
That's above the Hurt Business. Splitting up the New Day is even worse.
Yeah.
The New Day should still be,
is,
I mean, I guess they in a way are a thing, but they should still be the same three, no more, no less.
I feel
like they did the NWO. That's where the NWO messed up. Because when the NWO was just Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan, that was perfect. They ran rampant, and they ran the whole promotion, and then they watered them down by adding 150 more people.
They watered it down by overexposing them. That's how it got watered down.
Too many
people. We don't get overexposed with New Day. They get their one segment per show, which is, you know, just like any other talent, and they keep it fresh. Those guys are smart enough. And, you know, to keep it going and keep it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say this, just also kind of keep in mind a little perspective, fellas, when it comes to factions and stables. Sometimes the stables have to break up. You know, the Four Horsemen will do it all the time. The NWO splintered off, but other groups, DX, they kind of splintered off and then they came back. But this one with the Hurt Business, I'm hoping that there's some kind of return with this group. I mean, I would love, I mean, my personal add a female to that faction. I want to see somebody like a Naomi. You feel what I'm saying? Put Naomi with the Hurt Business, because I thought when she became a heel, it really improved her stock as a wrestler and as a personality. And I think her rubbing elbows with somebody like an MVP, oh, man, it's going to be gold. She'll be champion again, and she'll make for a great champion for a long while. Because because that girl Bianca Belair, she's going to need some feuds. She's going to need a good feud here and there for quite some time. But yeah, with the Hurt Business, I mean, that's the one that's really hurting my soul right now. No pun intended, hurt right there. But that's really hurting my soul right now, because all the way up into, I mean, just – at the door of WrestleMania, you shut it on them, Vince. Come on. I mean, I'm shocked by it.
Yeah.
But either way, MVP said on the Twitter one day, he said, hey, everybody, understand this. The Hurt Business is myself and Bobby Lashley. Everybody else, you get in line, and we'll figure it out the rest. And then he said, have the day that y'all deserve. I mean, so he kind of shut that down real quick and made that clear that the Hurt Business is him and Bobby. And so they're going to determine if they're going to add or want to add and all this. But the storyline, if you will, it does seem kind of a little rushed. Maybe they didn't know what to do, or maybe they had something, but Vince was the one who said, hey, we're not doing that. I'm not feeling that. I'm going to break this group up. And plus, you also have to remember, sometimes with Vince, and this is what I noticed, because I remember hearing this over the years, he's not always crazy about stables and factions and even tag teams to some degree. Because remember, at one point in the early 2000s, it seemed like tag teams, the tag team division really died in the WWE. Like, it just kind of like killed
off. Yeah.
And then over the years, it made its way, kind of made its way back up. But I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Vince is kind of looking at the bottom line, financially speaking. Who can I make the most money with? Who can get over in this business, and we can do merch? Because remember, it's all about that merch. It's all about that sale. As much as we wrestling mockster fans and rambling rabbits talk about wrestling skill, they need to understand it's the promos that bring the people in, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's an advertisement that works for itself. So with that being said, the black man recognizes that sometimes, and because eventually tag teams can't stay forever unless they're just legendary. People like the Rock and Roll Express, you know what I'm saying? The LOD, the Road Warriors, groups like that, tag teams like that are legendary. Hey, the New Day, I'm going to put the New Day in there. Technically, they're not broken up. You know what
this
is all about? Making sure
between those, you know the difference between those tag teams and the other tag teams in the last 20 years? They actually stayed together. They didn't split up.
Yeah.
There's times, you know, when you got minor dissension, but
the
WWE event happened to someone, it works itself out. That's the problem. Too much splitting up of tag teams these days.
Yeah, that's the trend, unfortunately, and I think it has to do with money. You know what I'm saying? I think it has to do with who can I get over and so on and so forth. Sometimes you can tell, like you can kind of tell, like who's the kind of like the worker, who's the grunt, who's like the muscle of the group. You see those kind of tendencies. Guys like LOD was just rare.
But
both of them were big monsters.
But
they can go. Yeah, New Day had it all.
Had
I mean, they
all.
Are basically, they're basically the Black Freebirds, you know what I'm saying, in their own way. They're like another version of the Freebirds. That's why I was happy when they brought the Freebird rule, the New Boys.
That's a fair comparison, actually.
To a whole nother level.
They are this generation's Freebirds. They are.
Yep,
absolutely.
They are the modern day free birds. Perfectly. As I was saying, so like with the thing, the art of the tag team, I thank God that it's back in a normal swing. You know, NXT kind of helps that with a little bit. Then on SmackDown and Raw, I want to say SmackDown may have a better collection of tag teams, it seemed like. Or maybe if I break it down between men's and women's, I think the women's division on Raw
women's
has a better collection of female tag teams. What's that now?
The women's tag division's a mess. It's almost non-existent. They have enough bodies there, but again, they won't put people together and commit to them being a tag team. You got to have, like, why are the champion and number one contender forever challenging for the women's tag team championship. That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because of their star power, and maybe Vince like the idea of more eyes getting on those segments and matches. Because
it's
because
they don't know what they're
real.
Doing. They don't know how to book.
Too much indecisiveness, and I think that's why SmackDown shines. I think, again, that comes down to leadership. And for my money, I was just saying this the other day, SmackDown has been the better show since they premiered that first Friday show. When they did the draft, when they redrafted after having everything mashed together right before the Universal title was born, like, SmackDown has been the premier show since then, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2016. That was 2016 after they lost the brand split, and then they brought the brand split back around 2018. It was like two and a half years that they did without the brand split. So 2016
to
2018.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you put on which show. Just make us care. The man has made $1 billion fucking dollars. Making me care for the last 37 years, I've cared. You know what I mean? With a couple, you know,
hey, he's made $1 billion twice. He's made $1 billion twice, by the way.
Making people
care.
Why can't you make us care anymore? Hire people that will make us care. You're so good at finding talent. Find talent that finds that's talent is finding talent. Bruce Pritchard, hell of a booker. You know what I mean? The Heyman is a hell of a booker. But they, you know.
Vince just doesn't trust anybody but himself anymore. That's what it is. And
he needs to get the realization that he needs to trust himself less and the people around him more.
Yeah. 100%. That's why I like
that. They're still making money. They're not going anywhere. But they can head back towards the prominence they had, you know, a couple few years ago, for sure.
Absolutely.
And
the last time
WWE
in the 2010s, I want to say, the good years was from 2010 to, I want to say, 2013 maybe. Or no, 2016 maybe. And that was it.
I say from the onset of the WWE Network, or maybe a year before that, so we're talking like, what, 13? I would say 13 to like 18-ish. That's still one of my – every time I see it, I get goosebumps when Seth Rollins cashes in the Money in the Bank and during the main event of WrestleMania. And it wasn't – because I wasn't even a Seth Rollins mark yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching this match. I'm engaged in this match. And someone's going to win, like, F5s and spears and Superman punches and Seth Rollins. I mean, yeah, I get excited right now just thinking about it. What happened? What the fuck happened? Where did we go from there? Where did it go wrong? Where did it go from goosebumps to I don't give a fuck?
I was a Roman Reigns
fan. I wanted Roman to win, too, at that point. And I had, because, that was right after the Royal Rumble with The Rock, right, where they shit all over him. Which, that wasn't fair, because the year before, they wanted Roman Reigns. They were so mad. And then a year later, they turn on him. It's like, this is what you wanted, you fuck. You know?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, gentlemen. I just got to say this is kind of maybe off the topic, but still on the topic, man. WrestleMania week is like Christmas for wrestler fans. Do y'all agree? I mean, I feel the excitement in the air right now. I'm just sitting here in my living room, in my living quarters, if you will, and I'm just like, I've been watching WrestleMania all day today. My wife looks at me like, oh, you're watching WrestleMania. Hey. I said, listen here, mama. You can't judge this because, one, this ain't my courtroom, and two, this is WrestleMania week, baby. We got to get our palettes ready all week long. I mean, I wish I was in Tampa right now, baby, in the town of champions, and just be around all the excitement, all the energy flowing here and there and everywhere. Because I love how WrestleMania has become like Super Bowl week. And so now we get
to Detroit needs another WrestleMania.
I agree with you because I was at WrestleMania 23, and I remember all the excitement of WrestleMania Access and just the excitement of electricity when you get to go to WrestleMania Access and then to be in WrestleMania itself. It's just so electric and exciting, and man, it's just the atmosphere of being there and with all the people and the fans.
Oh,
and,
absolutely,
dude,
brother. Absolutely. Now, when WrestleMania came to Detroit, I missed my chance just to be around the scenery, if you will. My brother was still working at the YMCA down there, and he said people was everywhere. It was fun and festive. He said the great Khali, Hall of Famer Khali, showed up at the YMCA, and he wanted to work out, but the people there wanted him to pay. They said, no, you got to pay, brother.
What?
You got to pay. So he said, okay, I'm just going to leave. He probably went to the Detroit Athletic Club. They probably let him in for free. But, hey,
that his name as Hall of Fame is in the same sense is absurd, by the way.
I'm
since
shocked,
you brought
but you
it
know
up,
what it is?
His name and Hall of Fame in the same title is absurd.
Listen, the black man is absolutely surprised, y'all. I'm totally surprised, just like y'all. But here's what I'm thinking in the back of my mind. The reason why they did that, I think it has to do with that Indian and Asian market as a whole, because they ultimately
it's the Indian market.
Japan.
You're 1,000% right. There's literally
Indian
like 80 million fans or some shit. That's the whole reason they put the belt on Jinder Mahal. It was, and they were doing
absolutely
a small tour there, and they there's big money in India,
and
most people don't
if
understand
I may
that.
Add, yes, if I may add, then on top of that, remember they had that little pay-per-view special in India. They had that going on. And then you need to add to the fact that when the great Khali plants his feet in that country, if anybody sees that man and knows a hint of bit of wrestling, they flock to that brother. He is there, Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, you know he
there.
Has a school
so,
there? Do you know he's training
absolutely.
People to wrestle over there? The fact that this
absolutely.
Guy is training people is fucking absurd to me. The worst wrestler, sort of maybe Giant Gonzalez in the history of wrestling, is training people to wrestle. That stirs the fuck out of me. God help India.
But see, dig this, Brother Mark. Brother Mark, you got to hold on. Relieve your blood pressure, brother. I don't want to see you have a conniption here. Stop and think about it. He's stupid rich. The rupee. The American dollar goes a long way with that rupee, brother. So all he has to do is just pay the finest wrestling coaches, and he just run the show. That's all he got to do. He don't need to be in the ring. And that's an exact matter of fact. I met one such guy. He's an indie guy up in the Flint area. Pure Pro Wrestling, Mr. Xavier Justice. Xavier Justice was one of the trainers at Khali School. And
I did not know that. I know Xavier Justice, and I did not know that.
Yes, sir. I got to talk to him about it one day, and he shares posts over the years through Facebook and how some of the students he trained over the years, how they're making it, and they're doing the thing over there, and they were trying to get visas to come over here to America, work visas so they could get to the WWE or whatever line of work or companies that they could work in, because I think he was sponsoring or giving any kind of support that he could. So that honestly, I mean, while now we're looking at the great Khali, the wrestler, we got to look at the great Khali as the pioneer. That's going to be
the
his
great
legacy,
Khali, though. Seriously, we don't speak his language, but he's actually a very intelligent person. His school, I've just given him shit, but his school is a good school, and they, you know, I mean, they are training guys right. That the guy, just because he's 8 foot tall and immobile, doesn't mean he doesn't know wrestling and hasn't, you know, and he does. And like you said, that guy is loved over there. And yeah, it's gonna help the Indian market, especially now we're about to get folks again. That's where the money is, the gates, the house shows. And so it's probably a good move. I mean, I think it's a better move to put Khali in the Hall of Fame than to put the belt on the Bollywood boys or on Jinder Mahal, right?
Yeah. I like the Bollywood boys. I was hoping they did more with them.
I love
I was
the
really
Bollywood
hoping they do
boys.
More with them. Yeah, they were a lot of fun, man. I love the whole bala, bala, bala. They get out there dancing and moving. I love that. That's real fun and entertaining. And I like what they was doing with Brother Jinder Mahal and all of that. And you know what? I was shocked when they gave Jinder Mahal a title. But you know what? Those 6, 7, 8 months that he was the champion, he held his own. I had to give the brother credit. 2 out of 3 of 3MB has been WWE champion at least once. Who would have thought? You know what I'm saying? Who? I mean, if you would have bet, if you were,
if you
would have
told me that when they were on that bullshit, I'd have told you you were the dumbest motherfucker that I ever talked wrestling with. If you said, you know that Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre will both be champions within the next 10 years. All right, you can get off my show now. I'm going to fucking.
No way.
I'm going to hit that guy.
No way.
You're just talking shit now. You're trolling,
if
man.
People
you're
bet
trolling
money,
me.
I'm saying not. If Vegas had a bet line on that, all the fools that put up their money, oh, they'd be go zillionaires because I'm with you. I didn't see that coming. Now everybody's looking at Brother Heath and going, oh, poor Heath. But no, listen, poor Heath is doing all right. He got kids, but he's still working out here. You feel what I'm saying? That's Heath's legacy, though. He's a tax to people that are successful.
So 3MB and the Shield, 3MB and the Shield were out at the same time. If you had told me 10 years ago, and I'm guessing, that, you know, each of these guys are going to be champions. Yeah, Roman, Seth, Dean Ambrose, I can see that. But two of these three guys are going to be champions. All right, now you're talking out your asshole. Unbelievable.
No, but you know what? It was actually the indies and, you know, Impact Wrestling that helped Drew McIntyre. Jinder Mahal just
beat himself
Heath
Slater,
up, and that was it.
Heath Slater and Rhino won the XICW tag team titles in, like, October.
Yes, they did.
XICW house party. Heath Slater is fucking huge, dude. He is, like, comparable in size to Rhino, and I think he's taller. So what I'm getting at is, this motherfucker might show up jacked in 6 months and crack Drew McIntyre's head. Again, it's all about the story you tell. Get me to care and get me to believe that this guy is a threat to this guy. Because when Drew McIntyre came back from Impact and the UK to NXT, this motherfucker was jacked. Like, holy shit. I thought, you know,
that
I was like, man the beard makes him so much more believable, too. The hairy chest rather than he looks more like a mime. You know what I mean? He's more believable to me now than I'd have never believed.
Fellas, Drew McIntyre looked like a human transformer, a human Decepticon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when he came back, I was just like, whoa, look at this fool. This
Jinder made even worse.
Muscle for breakfast.
I was waiting for him to return to WWE after his Impact run, after he left Impact. When I knew he was leaving Impact, I was hoping he showed up to WWE and hoped WWE would give him the chance that they've given him now. And now he's on his second run into the main event of WrestleMania and going for the WWE Championship. That's because he made himself believable. He made a name for himself outside the WWE. He made his name in Impact, which was a risque move because, you know, WWE doesn't really give a damn about Impact unless you're a big star and a big name.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to say this. This is a kind of, I don't mean to change the subject, but since you brought up Impact, I got to tip my hat and respect Impact, baby, because you know, they should have been dead years ago. They should have been dead a decade ago. And they still here. They still going. There's a couple times where I just want to peek and take a look because I don't watch Impact, but when they had that Slammiversary and all these people probably said, oh, I better watch. And now they're doing some things with AEW and mixing it with Olivier, as Jim Cornette likes to call him, Kenny Omega, the current AEW champion. And he got the Good Brothers mixing and mingling it. That's some good stuff.
The second greatest wrestler
say.
On the fucking planet after MM3.
Something's going to hook me in.
Oh, boy. Oh, really? What? You're going to go? Hey, wait, I'm going to stop you right there, Brother Greg. You're talking about, man, he lost to Ace and Austin Ace. Ace Austin.
You said it yourself. Your words. Anybody can be pinned by anybody.
Still,
so,
you see?
Let's see it on a grander stage. And,
look at Kenny Omega's record
Midwest
in the last year before
champions.
Becoming AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Look at his record.
And still Midwest Heavyweight Champion, by the way. Oh,
and
industry,
the AEW
the that's a
Heavyweight
bad boy right
Champion,
there.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, Coco, tell this guy. Tell this guy. He does not trust the process. I once believed that he trusted the process.
Trust the process.
But I know better now.
Listen here.
He does not trust the process, Coco. Danny does not trust the process.
I trust the process. I'm just saying.
Well, see, look, now dig this, brothers. Let me just tell you a quick little story from a couple of years ago. I had never attended an indie wrestling show ever in my life until about 2017, I believe, And I went to a pro wrestler by the name of Mr. One Night Only. It was his birthday bash, and every year I look forward to going to it. That's right.
Was that in Ferndale?
One Night, Mr. J.P. Yono.
Was that in Ferndale?
Yes, sir. That was in Ferndale. That was the first time I ever. Yes,
that
sir.
That was PPW,
yes,
right? Dude, I fucking missed that show, and I hate myself for it.
Nolan Edwards,
bro, had maybe one of the best matches of the year that year.
Yes, it was
that, at that show, Nolan Edwards and J.P. Ono got crazy.
Yes, sir. And then, the one I saw, because it was the following year, I think I went to that one, and that was the one where it went down. It went nuts. They was hitting each other with doors and everything. But let me speed up. So my second wrestling show that I went to, I believe it was in that same month, because I said, I got to keep this thing rolling. Never been to an indie wrestling show. I went in Warren, went to the Sierra Warren off on Hoover.
Hello.
Hot Rock. There we go. I said, let me sit up in this bad
Hoover.
Boy, and I walked up, yes, sir, and I walked up in that bad boy, me and the Sensational One, and it was a nice, tight little crowd and setting. I said, how in the world did they fit this wrestling ring in this tight little rock bar? But they made it work, baby. And when
it
fits
perfect, don't it?
Brother, yes, sir. It reminded me of the scene off of one of my favorite wrestling movies, No Holds Barred, when Stan Hansen was kicking everybody's tail. It was so crowded just like that. But when I saw good brother MM3, Mr. Process, do a dope flip off the top rope, and that was just his entrance, baby. I said, oh, this is a bad boy right here. This boy got skills.
Man,
he got
and every time he does a backflip to the outside, he lands on his feet.
Every
I noticed that the first
time
I seen him.
That boy.
I think it was a year before that I started frequent, and it's like a drug, man. When you get a taste, so I got a taste of it through XICW, and through the other fans talking to me, they're like, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? They're like, yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Oh, I know him from Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Like, what the fuck is Pro Wrestling All-Stars? You know what I mean? Where's that at? What's Detroit Style Wrestling? What's DSW?
Yes, sir.
Where's that at? and then through social media, man, I found out about this wonderful world around me that I never knew existed.
Yes, the indie wrestling is wonderful. It's fun. I love how you get to, and I know, guys, I know if you listen to the radio show, I know it's about WrestleMania week. We got stuff going on. I know you guys got a guest sometime soon. But at the same token, though, it's something about indie wrestling. And this is the one thing that I miss about with WrestleMania week. And while I understand why Vince did this, he said, we got to push this back a mile. We can't have all these indie people making money off of our thing. If you're going to grow something, do it on your own space. But at any rate, I love seeing and reading online about how all these indie shows and wrestling companies, like WrestleCon, having their thing during WrestleMania week. I mean, it's all this fun energy, all this. You get saturated with all things wrestling. Get to meet people you've never met before. I've never been to nothing like that, but I promise you, before the black man leaves this planet and go on to glory, I'm going to go to a WrestleMania, and I'm going to be a part of all that WrestleMania week stuff. I'm telling you, baby, that's going to happen one day. But then, meeting those indie stars, though, all them indie wrestlers, just meeting them personally, some of my personal favorites, my main
Edge
man,
was
Mr.
in XICW.
What's that now?
Edge was in XICW. Did you know that?
Who's
Did you
that?
Know Edge was in XICW before he was Edge?
No, but
yeah.
I met one of the guys who of whom he
so
was a part of.
So that's what's fun to see
though.
Is like Trey Miguel. And I tell you what it is for me for indie wrestling. The best thing I can tell anybody, there's never a bad seat in the house, and you are going to feel like you're part of the show, and you can meet
yes.
any guy you watch wrestle on that show.
And
I, that's three
guy,
things
yeah.
that
Hot
I'll tell
trash.
Anybody. That, yeah, but I mean, you say something to somebody in front of your kids, they are going to say something back to you in front of your kids.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Kayfabe is real, baby.
Fuck
they keep
kids.
It. Listen, me and the drag queen, excuse me, the drag king Logan, we got a never interfeuding rivalry. All right. I mean, we're like the Hatfields and the McCoys. We're like hyenas and the lions. He's a hyena. I'm the lion. You see
yeah,
what
I'm done with that guy myself now. I'm done with that guy
you know,
myself.
So me and
he's
him,
associating himself
with these
Cleveland boys and shit.
Oh, my goodness. That's just awful. Him and that Zach, what's that boy name from Cleveland, Ohio?
Zach
that's Day-Day's boy.
There we go. Zach Thomas.
That's
Day-Day's
troublemaker. That was my boy.
Drinking out
yeah,
Michigan water and not letting know. I told him, you better come here with your own water. Drink that full water in Cleveland. Don't drink our water here. You know what I'm saying? So,
Hey,
Xander
Thomas Xander.
Talent,
so he could drink all the Michigan water he wants.
What's that?
Listen,
he can do what
you,
now?
You and Xander can move to Cleveland and drink that water with
that's
Zach
right.
Thomas over there.
Absolutely.
I remember
he's a Michigan resident, and if Zach Thomas wants some damn water, he brings his talent to Michigan, he can drink all, I get him all the water he wants.
That
so
is
where were you? Where were you with the water,
like
brother?
This? Wait a minute,
where were you with the water,
Day-Day? Brother Day-Day?
I
hey,
told
brother
you that's
Day-Day.
His boy.
Come on, man. That is a shame. Man, come on,
you.
Brother Day-Day. I like you. Don't do that, man.
He was going to change the name of the show. It was going to be with the Southwest Texan and the Cleveland Boys. That he was going to be called
hey,
the Cleveland
no,
Boys Show.
Come
it still
on,
might happen.
That,
he's about to trade me up, Coco.
That's a shame. That's a
He's
shame.
He's about to trade
you
me up.
Full Benedict Arnold. Listen, the only thing good that came out of Ohio was the Miz and Dolph Ziggler. Everything else, put it in the trash. Oh, wait. The only – oh, no, I take
wait,
that
wait,
back.
Wait, wait,
Booster
wait, 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 wait.
That's
Alexa
it.
Bliss. Alexa Bliss.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely.
It.
Other than that, that's it. That's it.
Definitely it.
Come on, Brother Day-Day. Come on back to the other side of Toledo, baby. And stay
yeah,
true
yeah.
to your Michigan roots.
All right,
oh,
man.
That's where he lost trust in the project. He picked Zach Thomas, Coco. He picked Zach Thomas over MM3 at Horror Slam last year.
Mm.
And he believed
that. That is horrible. Unbelievable.
Horrible.
I can't believe it.
I still love him.
Come on,
I
Brother
always
Day-Day.
Love him, but
this, okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is a tough one. Oh, good. See,
the feud
brother,
you got with Logan is a feud. You know what I mean? Me and
this is an intervention,
Day-Day,
because
wrong,
we love you. This is an intervention because
yeah,
we love you. You know that, right?
That's right. Intervention with intervening on your behalf to help you see the light. See, right now, you acting like
Trust
that no good, troublesome brother's. He acting like that Brother Stan off the gorilla position right now, because Brother Stan is always causing trouble. I mean, some of y'all might know him as Brother Steve, but I call him Brother Stan because he don't know how to act. He act like a Stan right now. You don't trust a man by the name of Stan, okay? Just keep that man. Right now, Brother Day-Day, you not acting like Brother Day-Day. You acting like somebody else. I don't know who you are right now. I can't believe it. You support Zach Thomas. Oh my, and the drag queen Logan. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
travesty.
We're out
okay.
of time, man. This was such a fun episode. Coco, thank you so much for being on, man. I
you
can't wait to
come
see
back
you
on,
and your
hey,
lovely bride and the rest of the
Thursday.
Band
Make
on
sure
Sunday.
You come back on Thursday.
Call back off. Okay, so that should not be an issue as long as I don't have a honey-do list by the missus or I have any other outside demands or maybe I'm not working on my bass guitar. And by the way, before we leave, I just want you guys to know.
Don't miss a Sunday.
All this week. I'm there Sunday. I hope y'all show up. Show up Sunday at the Magic.
Oh, we'll be there.
Awesome.
We're hosting the show.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Awesome. I can't wait. All this week on the Facebook and the internet, watch out for the black man because I'm going on Facebook Live. I'm going to post a video of me playing my bass guitar to one of the beloved theme songs and all the wrestling right now. I got one
yes.
that I'm about to post, and y'all going to love it, okay? And it's WrestleMania
yes.
theme, and you're going to love
it. I promise
so
I'll love
get
it.
Get ready, y'all.
I love it. I'll share
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to drop.
Every day
yes,
this week,
sir.
I'm
Did you
want to
drop the shoot name,
so,
Coco, so they can find it? I tell you what. Everybody knows my shoot name, Greg DeMar, Greg Caton Jr. on Facebook. Watch my page. I'll be sharing it. You'll know when you see it, man.
I'll be
you'll,
sharing it
you'll
also,
know
too.
When you
Get
see
it. Cruz.
Yes, sir. Just go to Kayfabe, the People's Band on Facebook. If you haven't liked it, haven't followed it, go ahead right now. I'm also on the
Why
Twitter
have you not invited me to it?
I thought I already invited you to Facebook. But you like Zach Thomas, Brother Day-Day, so I don't know if I'm going to invite you right now. I'm going to have to put you on probation.
Damn it. Okay,
He's
I don't like Zach Thomas no
the bottom of the stack.
Okay, fine.
Fair
I'm a forgiving man.
I'll accept
it
that.
It don't take long for me to forgive.
I'll accept that.
So, with that being said,
me neither.
I'm
a Christian.
Matter of fact, I just
7 times 70. We're
Christian. There we go. Absolutely.
That's right.
Now,
we're
I
Christian.
Just got finished working on the
we
video,
forgive.
And I'm going to work on posting it on the Facebook, on my Facebook page, my Kayfabe the People's Band, my associate, my business associate. I mean, I'm Coco. I'm the leader and the founder of the band, but my business associate is the CEO, Antoine Davenport. So Antoine Davenport is the Facebook personal page. You can probably find it there with him. He may very well share it, but it's definitely going to be on the Kayfabe Facebook page. So stay tuned to that. Look it up. Follow it. Like it. And then I'm going to post it there. And then every day this week, the plan is the black man is going to play something. Something wrestling thing from the WWE in particular because it's WrestleMania week. And then when I'm off of that, I do some other ones. So with that being said, y'all want to have a wonderful night. Looking forward to this go-home show of Monday Night Raw. And all week, baby, I'm so excited. I wish I was on break this week instead of last week, but that's okay. Team No Sleep right here, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, we're excited for WrestleMania. I'll be watching Monday Night Raw myself tonight. And, man, this Thursday night, Rated R Wrestling Podcast all over again. And we'll see you guys at the Royal Oak Imagine Theater for WrestleMania Sunday.
Woo!
Brought to you by Wrestle Connection with me and Brother Greg DeMar. Going to be hosting. Coco T. Webb is going to be in the building. Mark Travis is going to be in the building. Justin Electric Knight, make sure you come
That's
in. Breathing. Make sure you come
we'll
out
be in the building. He's going to be passing out flyers for the big New Breed show, the Rumble for the Gold, and the inaugural champion will be crowned. It's, WrestleMania week, boy.
Oh, no. The black man is going to be dressed down to the nines, Daddy. I'm probably going to rock like a Hulk Hogan theme shirt. I got a championship wrestling belt. I'm going to rock. I mean, the sensational one, she's probably going
to
be in the pool.
I'm going to bring that up.
Regalia. It's going down, baby. Oh,
belt.
It's going down. That's right. Break it out. That IWGP heavyweight title, that's phenomenal. I hate that new one.
I also have
that
AEW
trash.
Championship now. I'll be bringing that out, too.
Oh, bro.
And I
beautiful.
Also have that
beautiful.
That red hybrid concept. So, yep, I'll have all three belts.
Awesome.
You want to check them out, take a picture with them. Come see your boy, Greg DeMar,
Southwest
Texan Day-Day Cruz. Man, our good friend of the show, Coco T. Ware. It's going to be food,
that's
fun,
right.
and rat roll
mania. It's going down, baby. Y'all take care. I got to go. Y'all take care. Have a wonderful night.
All right, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
God
that's
bless
our
you, brother.
Then. We love you guys. This was a special edition of our the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313 WrestleMania Monday edition. Sorry that our guests couldn't make it, unfortunately, but we will be rescheduling them with them sometime this week to talk about We Wrestle with Mania. So you guys from the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruise, my brother Greg DeMar, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313, Open Talk Radio, 313, The Flash, Wrestle Connection. We love you guys.
Talk to you Thursday. See you Sunday. Peace.